But right now, let's turn our attention to an extraordinary claim from Michael Mansfield QC. You'll know him as a very senior and very well-respected barrister. His clients have included the Stephen Lawrence family and the Guildford Four. He is calling for a new law to criminalise the willful destruction of nature, he said. He said it is not preposterous to think one day eating meat will become illegal. He wants the law to criminalise that. He says there are plenty of things now, once commonplace, that are now illegal. And he's leading a Vegan Now campaign at the Labour Party conference in Brighton. Let's talk about this with Juliette Galatly, who's director of vegan charity Viva. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
I mean, look, there's no doubt at all. I can, you know, sit here and say, oh, don't be so silly. Of course, this will never happen. These days, I'm never sure you can ever predict what will and won't happen. And certainly, there are plenty of things that were considered completely the norm for many, many years, which no longer are the norm. But do you agree with Michael Mansfield that it will actually become illegal, be outlawed to eat the meat of animals?
I think because global warming is becoming so severe and the impact is, you know, we're starting to face the consequences of the impacts and the loss of wildlife. We're now in the sixth mass extinction. It's very hard for people to get their head around this, but the UN has said we're facing losing 1 million species of wildlife. And without biodiversity, the human race, you know, will end itself because we will not have the oxygen, the pollination of food crops, seed dispersal, nutrient recycling and so on. So I think when you look at the damage being done by meat and dairy, because it requires so much more land, the vast majority of the world's agricultural land is used to feed livestock, and yet it's incredibly inefficient. We could feed billions more people on a vegan diet. So when you're looking at the facts and they're becoming rather stark today, it may be that we have to introduce legislation to actually force a change to actually save the planet. Is that real?
I would have to dispute a number of the claims you have just made, but because time is against us, and I think a lot of people have heard these arguments many, many times, there is certainly a concern about changing climate. There is certainly a concern about man's contribution to it. Whether or not it is as drastic as some are claiming is quite another matter. The science doesn't actually back up some of the more alarmist claims. But let's talk about, though, whether actually everyone going to a vegan diet, I mean, quite apart from the, you know, the animal rights aspect, which used to be what was driving veganism, but there are certainly strong arguments for animals to be kept in better conditions, and if that means more expensive meat and chicken, and I think I'd say I think that's a, that seems perfectly reasonable to me. However, there's also quite a lot of evidence that actually if we did all move to a vegetarian diet, we'd end up having to use more land for agriculture because, of course, the protein you can get from meat and from fish is far more filling, provides far more of the nutrients we need than people living on a vegetarian diet, does it not?
No, it's absolutely the opposite is true. When you compare protein with protein, so like for like, it takes about 160 times more land to feed a meat eater than it does a vegan. So when you're comparing it to all the staples, we're in a luxurious position in Britain. We can actually grow many, many plant crops. And in fact, the EU area could be self-sustaining in food if we all went vegan. But now we're running out of land.
We're running out of land. Juliette.
More crops to feed directly to animals, and this is why they're so inefficient.
It is a simple matter of fact that we use less land now to feed more people around the world because of new intensive farming techniques and, you know, GM crops around the world, etc., etc. It is a case, isn't it, that 13% of agricultural greenhouse gas emissions come from fertilizers, 10% come from rice production. We're not going to solve greenhouse gas problem by having more and more agriculture like that, which of course is what we would rely on if people weren't eating meat, in which case we're just going to be getting those greenhouse gases from other sources.
Now, what it is when you consume meat, all those billions and billions of farmed animals have to be fed. So we're destroying areas like those fires in the Amazonian rainforest this year that we've all heard about. They're actually destroying forests to grow fodder to feed to farmed animals. It's much more efficient to feed human beings directly. So the impact of meat and dairy far exceeds that of plant foods. meat, eggs, dairy use 83% of the world's farmland, yet provide only 18% of calories. So when the United Nations, which is 145 scientists from around the world, are basically pushing us towards a vegan diet, we should sit up and listen.
I don't think they are, actually. I don't think they have actually made those statements, but there we are. Thank you very much indeed for joining us. Juliet Galatly, who's director of vegan charity Viva. I think we always find these things, we get statements, then we get extrapolated as if everyone's agreed with that, that they haven't. 9:54 is the time right now. A little bit earlier in the show, we spoke to Richard Stevenson from the Civil Aviation Authority in relation to those